Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no need for multiplication or long division. No subtraction.
than on any other type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen.
It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest the roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. Be you see the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound. Never heard round this town, round this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things that I speak in these days of the last? It come past when these people about to fall off the earth like grass with this, like the flower fades. You know how it is these days. People getting played, being so lies of age. But my words, they spray, proclaim the most high name. And you know how it is, we ain't playing no games. Now you give me this word, so it beats the fire. And y'all be like wood burned up. Tell me that you could ever test black. Never that.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, and let Yahweh be magnified. Let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that are tuning in with us this day, this evening, on his great and glorious evening that Yahweh have ordained before us. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel. I'm here joined by my beautiful brother, Kali Moray Isha Yisrael. Would you like to say something?
Hallelujah. Let Yah be magnified. Shalom. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah. Of course, in the back, we have our beautiful brother, Abraham, on the boards. Again, if you have any, you want to call in or have any questions, comments at all on anything that we're dealing with, any questions on any of our readings or the scriptures, give us a call. Number 347-838-8963. 347-838-8963. You also can view us and listen to us on our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, worldgatheringyisrael.org. And before we get into our lesson tonight, I want to remind everyone about our 24th Annual Sacred Laws Conference of the Most High, which is held and will be held here in Cincinnati, Ohio, July the 20th through the 23rd. We'll be at the Best Western Plus Hannaford Inn and Suites. The last day that you can make reservations for the conference is June 27th, 2017. That's June 27th, 2017, which I believe will be next, is it Tuesday? The TUE day, next week. So please make your reservations. And we still have rooms available. June 27th is the deadline for reservations. Even if you just think you're coming, make your reservations because you can always cancel. If you're not sure, make your reservations. The only time you don't need to make your reservations if you are absolutely sure that you will not be attending. And I can assure you, you don't want to miss this conference. This conference will deal with a lot of things that one must know, one must understand, one must see in the last days. One of the subjects that we'll be dealing with is who and what is a watchman. And this is important because according to the scriptures, it is the watchman who's supposed to warn everybody. So if you call yourself a watchman and you're not warning the people to let them know what type of danger they're in, or if you're warning them about the danger, but you're not giving them the right warning, you're still in the same boat. As a watchman, it is your job to attempt to save their life. And if their life is not saved as a result of your negligence, then the blood guilt will be on you. So a lot is at stake for the watchman. Another subject that we will be dealing with is who and what is an elder. This is also very important because when the Almighty instructed Moses to go to Egypt to speak to Pharaoh, he sent him to the elders. And then amongst the elders, there were various elders that were selected, and they had to have certain qualifications. And y'all don't change. The Almighty said, what is now, it already been. And what shall be is now. And y'all required that which is past. So if you consider yourself an elder, are you ready to be in the presence of someone holy that the Almighty was seeing to you? Matter of fact, most people don't look at Israel as holy at all. They don't look at Israel as messengers and servants and prophets of the Most High. And particularly the elders. So, in other words, they're not looking for anyone, but the true elders will. So we're going to talk about that. Who and what is an elder? And the other thing that we're going to be discussing at this conference is who is the King of Israel revealed? In other words, one might say it's King David, in which I teach and believe and I can prove. But it's not just enough for us to know that it's King David. Somebody might believe it's someone else. But whoever you believe it is, how will you know that person that you believe will be the king of Israel in the last days? How would you know, and how would it be manifested that he surely is who you were looking for? What are the various signs that you will see that will bring you to the undeniable conclusion that this is our king? How would you know? This is what we will discuss. So I don't think you want to miss this conference. Of course, we will have it available over the internet, but it's not like in person. June 27th is the last day for reservations. Please make your reservations. Again, let me give all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, our Father, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, for allowing us to bring you another program of Nothing But the Truth. And it is true. All you're going to get is the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. But for some strange reason, you're suspicious of anything that I'm telling you, or would like to challenge the things that I'm telling you. All you have to do is give me a call, and we will discuss it. Our call-in number again is 347-838-8963. And press the number 1 on your phone. Or you can call me personally. Area code 919-931-6216. And we will discuss any matter. We have a lot of current events that that's going on all over the country. Terrible current events. Current events that really are very eye-opening to those who have wisdom. And I'm not prepared to go into details about all the various current events, but I will touch on it a little bit. Because tonight what we're going to talk about is how Yahweh order everything. And one of the issues that our people have, one of the things that have caused destruction, not only with us as a nation, as a people, and as a community, the Creator let us know that our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because we have rejected knowledge, Yah said he will reject us from being a priest unto him. And knowledge is everything, because if you had knowledge, you will know why certain things is going on. If you had knowledge, you will know how you are to be at certain times. And if you had knowledge, you would know the Most High. And there's no greater thing you can know than the Most High. And I want you to see this. Look what the Creator tells us in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. We're going to start there and read this. Now, you're going to find out there's a reason why the Almighty put what we are about to read in the 9th chapter. As I stated before, Yahweh don't do nothing that's not ordered. The word ordered means he arranged everything in a certain order because he wants you to see things in a certain order. He wants you to see things, and watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. And I want you to start reading at the 23rd verse.
Jeremiah 9, verse 23. Thus saith Yah, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am Yahweh, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith Yah.
So the Almighty let you know what he delight in, what his pleasure is in, what he desire of us. And that is to know him and to understand and know how he worked. And how Yahweh works is by his loving kindness, his judgment, and his righteousness that he will do in the earth. He wants us to know these things because this is what he delights in. So he does things in a certain order. He arranges it in a certain order. He numbers it in a certain order. And so, and these things are done in a certain order. This order is called Yahweh times and seasons. That's why the Creator said there's a time and a season for everything. And just to show you a couple scriptures on that before we get to some of the things that Yahweh ordered. And I'm going to start talking about how and why Yahweh ordered the various captivities that our people have been under. And there are seven great captivities that Yahweh wanted us to know about so we can understand why he do what he do. And what was the purpose? What was the reason? What was the meaning behind these things? And why did he talk about them in a certain order? Because Yahweh wants us to know him. He wants us to understand him. But before we get right to that, I just want you to see how important Yahweh's order is. First, I want you to read the book of 2 Samuel 23. Now, these are the last words of David. And out of all the things that David could have spoke about and talked about, these are his last words, and this is what he wanted you and I to know. And watch what he said, starting at the first verse.
Now, these will be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the Elohim of Yahakov, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said.
And before we get into what he actually said, he's called the anointed of Elohim of Yahakov and the sweet psalmist of Israel. And look here, there's a time and a season for everything, and this is what I want people to know. That in the beginning of time, the Almighty chose his servants. And you all know his servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they became attached and joined with him, where now when we call on the Most High, we can call him the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this was a beautiful, great blessing during their time. But little do people know during their time, even though they are and were the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they still didn't know the Creator's name. They knew him by the Most High. They knew him by the Almighty, but they didn't know his name. But yet they was his servants, and yet they were righteous, even perfect. But it wasn't time for them to know his name, because there's a time and a season for everything. And Yahweh ordered everything at a certain time. And then we had Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, who received the Creator's laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments. And not only they received the laws of the Most High, but they also received his name. How great is that? Well, it was great. But in all their greatness, even though they got his name, and they even got the law, there were still yet things to come. And what came next? Well, what came next is our fathers, King David, King Solomon. And what did Yahweh do for them? Well, little do people know that during the time of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, they didn't have no songs. They didn't have no proverbs. And what are proverbs? Almighty called the proverbs the instruction of wisdom. And what were the sweet psalmists? Not only they were songs and prayers, they were also prophecies. And when you really want to get down deep into the ways of Yah, then you read these songs and proverbs, then you can understand why Moses wrote the laws the way he did. Because the songs and the proverbs give you insight you would never ever have if you didn't know them. Then Yahweh sent out his messengers all over the earth. And he began to tell all his prophets to write certain things so that all the generations would know. To the extent that, look at the great blessing Yahweh gave us. It says in the book of Malachi, a book was written before those that spoke often of the Most High. And those that feared upon his name. And here we have books in every house that want a book, that want the scriptures, the word of Yah. And we not only got what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob knew, what Moses, Aaron, and Miriam knew, what David, King Solomon, and Asaph wrote, but what all these prophets wrote. We got the whole package. And you're going to see, as we begin to teach you, that we have the whole package. Continue reading.
Verse 2.
And I may add, this is Yahweh's loving kindness, and his judgment, and his righteousness that he exercised in the earth. This is what he wants you to know. How special this last generation is, where Yahweh will give us everything. Where our former fathers only got portions. Watch this.
Verse 2. The Spirit of the word of Yahweh spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The Elohim of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim. And he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain.
So this is the type of man a man should be, ruling in the fear of Yah, someone that is just. And if you don't know what that is, it's described as the light of the morning when the sun rises, something so beautiful that nobody can be mad at, a morning without clouds, and as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after the rain. But it's this fifth verse. This is the reason why we came to this chapter.
Verse 5. Although my house be not so with Elohim.
In other words, if my house is a wreck, my house is not really the manner in which it should be. But he's about to teach you something so you can have your house in a manner that it should be. Go ahead.
Although my house be not so with Elohim, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure.
Yeah, in other words, even though my personal house is not so, but Elohim still made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things. And sure, which means it's established. Go ahead.
For this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow.
Yeah, this is his salvation. This is his desire. He received, that's why David was able to order certain things, because Yahweh gave him insight on things that you and I must know if we decide to know that we might delight in Yah. And if we desire Yah to delight in us, because we got to know him, we got to understand him, and he's letting us know him, he's letting us understand him. But we got to see what he's trying to tell us so that he would delight in us. Also, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, I just want you to see a few things before we get into the heart of the message. David. King David was ordered in all things. And watch Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse.
And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs.
Yeah, he set in order many proverbs, because everything about Yah is about order. How can you have a house without order? And everything Yahweh do is about order. And once you know the order, and once you execute the order, then you really see how beautiful, how delightful, how loving, true, how balanced, how righteous Yah really is. And knowing that, then you're going to see the delight of Yah. And not only them, Go to the book of Psalms 37. What are we discussing? We're discussing Yah order and how he will order things, and why is that relevant to you and I. In the book of Psalm 37, we're going to start reading the 23rd verse.
The steps of a good man are ordered by Yah, and he delighteth in his way.
Yeah, he delighteth in his way because his steps is ordered by Yah. So if you are the righteous, Yahweh sends you certain ways. He order your steps. You think you might be doing this and doing that, but no. Yahweh is doing that for you. And when you open up your heart to Yah and open up your spirit to Yah and open up your mind to Yah, then you will understand how Yah is leading and guiding you. Because Yahweh order everything. Everything is about order with Yahweh. Everything. And so let us look at Yahweh's order. Just want you to see this. Oh, let me just show you one more thing. It's in the First Chronicles, the 15th chapter. Just want you to see the essence of when you don't have order, what happens. And we're going to start reading at the 12th verse.
First Chronicles 15, verse 1.
First Chronicles 15, verse 11.
Verse 11. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priest, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Yoel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab, and said unto them, ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of Yah Elohim of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not at the first, Yahweh our Elohim made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order.
In other words, and this is what's going on today. This is what's always been a blemish and a downfall of our people, because they were not seeking Yah and they never sought Yah after the due order. And David saying, look, this was a breach upon us for that we sought him not after the due order. Therefore, the Ark of the Covenant became a plague. Instead of the Ark of Covenant, blessing. But once David understood this thing, he set it in order. And watch what it says.
So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the Ark of Yah Elohim of Israel. And the children of the Levites bear the Ark of Elohim upon their shoulders, with the staves thereon, as Moshe commanded according to the word of Yah. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers, with instruments of music, psalteries, and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy.
In other words, David began to put everything in order. The singers, he began to put everything in order. The priests, the Levites, he began to even arrange how the various instruments that they will have, how they will be ordered and played. This is what David did. And of course, David wrote most of the songs that were sung. So we have to know order. And Yahweh began to order how he would deal with us in captivity. The very first captivity that our people had known, it was just through a vision and a dream. In other words, the captivity had not even taken place, but Yahweh wanted us to know it because there was something that he wanted us to see before any of the captivities that our people were in. And watch and read what this captivity was in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And now as we go to read this in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, as I stated, this is the first captivity that our people have ever known. It's not the first captivity that happened, but this was the first one that was mentioned. And it was mentioned, number one, for a reason. I may add, show you how beautiful Yahweh is and how he order everything. Yahweh only have 7 different orders. And I know that's kind of hard to believe, but it's only 7. And once you get to the 7th order, everything is complete. Yahweh's done. It's complete. It's finished. It's blessed and sanctified. Because there's only 7 different orders anyway. And any order after the 7th, all it's doing is repeating the first 7. That's why when you have one order, it's go to 7, then the next order will start at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Which is the next 7 orders. So you got 1, you got 8, you got 15. In other words, 1, 8, 15, 22, 29, and you keep counting it, all 7, they all are the same order. 1 is no different than 8. 8 is no different from 15. 15 no different than 22, because everything is just repeating and is in a particular order. And we're going to talk about these 7 orders. But the very first captivity mentioned is in the book of Genesis 15. And did not I say 15 was after the order of 1? Sure it is. And I'm going to show you this. In the book of Genesis 15, the very first verse, look what it says.
After these things, the word of Yah came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
And you notice it came to him in a vision. And why? Because Yahweh wanted him to see something that he wants us to see. There's no sense of him just seeing it when it never even happened during this time. And it's no sense for us to see it when it happened so many thousands of years before us, or less what Yahweh wanted us to see, he wanted him to see. And I may add, in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, when the Almighty said this was the beginning of the heaven and the earth, and the earth was void and darkness was upon the deep, the first thing Yahweh said was, and Elohim said, let there be light. And why did he say, let there be light? Not only did he say, let there be light, but Yahweh spoke everything into existence. He spoke the heavens in existence. He spoke the earth in existence. He spoke the moon, stars, and the sun in existence. That's why he said, let there be luminaries in the expanse of heaven. Because everything was spoken in existence. Because that's all he was doing in Genesis, the first chapter, is speaking. And what was he speaking? He was speaking his word. He said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. He said, let the fowl of the air be multiplied. Let the waters flourish with sea creatures. He said, let the earth bring forth trees and grass. Let the seas, the waters, the seas be gathered together. Why? Because everything in the first chapter was about his word. His word is light. His word was just spoke and it happened. And here, when Yahweh spoke his word, now, just by the speaking of his word, Abraham had a vision. It's like he was looking at television. He had a vision. And what was this vision about? Go ahead.
And Abram said, Yah Elohim, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of Yah came unto him, saying.
In other words, the word of Yah came unto Abram, saying, in other words, he's about to give Abraham the understanding he needs for the question that he asked. And I may add, Abram, according to the scriptures, was the first man that is recorded to have a vision of the word of Yah. The first man. No wonder Genesis, the 15th chapter, is the order of one. And not only he was the first man to have a vision of the word of Yah, but this was the first man that Yahweh, that is recorded that Yahweh came to him in a dream. And not only he was the first man recorded to have a vision of the word of Yah, the first man where Yahweh came to him in a dream, but this is the first man that was called a prophet in the scriptures. And I may add, this is the first man, according to the scriptures, even received the word of Yah. You won't even read the word of Yah. In other words, where the scriptures say the word of Yah came unto him saying, you won't even read it before Abram or Abraham. And the fifth thing I learned about this man, this is the first man where Yahweh ever changed his name, changed a man's name. From Abram to Abraham, which means the father of many nations. And not only is the first man that Yahweh changed his name, the sixth thing that I learned about this great man is this is the first man Yahweh said he will be so blessed that all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. bless those that bless him and curse those that curse him. And last but not least, the seventh thing I learned about this man, Abram, is this is the first man, this is the first individual that Yahweh made a covenant with, an everlasting covenant. And yes, when Yahweh made the covenant, speaking of the flood, that he would not destroy the earth by flood, that was made with the whole earth. That was made with the beast. That was made with Noah and his sons. That was made with everything. But this is the first covenant that Yahweh made with an individual. As I stated before, there's only seven different things Yahweh ordered anyway. And this is the seven things Yahweh ordered with this man. But look at the vision that Yahweh gave this prophet. And you'll read this vision in the 13th verse.
Verse 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years.
And look, this vision was not just a vision, but a great darkness fell upon Abram, and he started to sleep. This darkness was called horror. So this vision and dream that this prophet had for Moses, this was terrible. This was a horror story. This was a nightmare that he was having, because he was visualizing, dreaming that his seed shall be in a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall be afflicted 400 years. And I told you, Yahweh order everything. Even the number 400, little do people know, the number 400 is just the number one. And I'm going to show you how you can prove that 400 is number one. All you got to do is divide it by seven, and you're going to see 399 is of the seven order, and 400 is number one. And number one is what Yahweh want us to see. He want us to visualize something. He want us to have wisdom on something. And what is the thing that was so horrible that he wanted us to see? Well, really, as I told people in the past, Yahweh, what we see as bad, Yahweh see it as good. And what we see as good, typically speaking, Yahweh see it as bad. So as we read this thing, we looking at something horrible, but really this is something good. And what is the thing that Yahweh wanted us to see, and what's so great that this captivity that we living in today, it was spoke of first? Well, let's break it down. It says, again, know of a surety, meaning a fact, meaning this thing is established, that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them. And what do the word afflict mean? Well, the word afflict means he was going to humble them. And why was Yahweh going to humble our people? And why did it take 400 years to number our people? It took 400 years because Yahweh didn't want to just humble some of us. He wanted to humble all of us. And he wanted us to see in every generation what he was attempting to do. The Creator said that before honor is humility. That's why he afflicted us, because he wants us to be honored. Because before honor is humility, but before pride is destruction, or destruction cometh before pride. And you don't want pride. You want humility. Watch what follows this affliction, this humility, if you find it in the 14th verse.
And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with a great substance.
And why come out with a great substance? Why? Because don't the scriptures say that before honor is humility? And Yahweh is teaching us how he will humble us and how we must humble ourselves. A man cannot humble himself without afflicting himself. Why do you think our people fasted all the time before they went and sought the Most High? Why do you think they put on sackcloth? Why do you think they denied themselves? Because they knew, according to the scriptures, that Yahweh, a broken and contrite heart, Yahweh won't despise. And Yahweh wants us to humble ourselves. This is the order in which Yahweh will have us to see. Because if we're not humble, we won't see what's coming next. So he wants us to learn humility. This is what he's trying to teach us. And unfortunately, it took 400 years, and it's taking 400 years, not a day less. 400 years. And still to this day, our people are not humble, because it had not been passed down to them. But today, Yahweh is sending us his loving kindness to show us in these days we must find humility. We must become humble. If you don't believe me, go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Now, if I didn't tell you, did not I tell you that 15 was the order of one? But so is 8. That's why you have 1, 8, 15, 22, and so forth and so on. And look what Yahweh was saying in the book of Deuteronomy, 8th chapter. Because all things is ordered by Yah. And you're going to understand this order, because Yah only has 7 different orders. That's all. And everything else is just repeated, redundant, because he's trying to get you to see the same thing over and over and over again. And watch what Yahweh say in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Look what he wants you to see, because it's going to be the same thing he already will have you to see in Genesis 15. Read in Deuteronomy 8 and 1.
All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh sware unto thy fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which Yah thy Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee.
See, the one thing Yahweh wants you to remember, He didn't want you to remember a thousand things. He said he just wanted you to remember all the way which Yah led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. And what did he want us to remember? And the first thing he said was what? To humble thee. Go ahead.
And to prove thee.
In other words, he wanted to test you.
To know what was in thine heart?
Yeah, because he knew how to get real deep down into your heart. He knew exactly what to do. So he humbled you. Go ahead.
Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no.
In other words, he want to really know, are you going to keep his commandments or not? That's what he really want to know. So in order for him to see and for you to see whether you would do it or not, what did he do? He humbled you. And watch what the third verse say.
And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh doth man live.
In other words, he's trying to get your attention. He's trying to get you to understand this is the way man lives. The true life of man is by Yahweh's word. If everything came into existence by Yahweh's word. He spoke it, and it became. And that's what he wants you to get. That's what he wants you to understand. Because once you understand it, then you're going to see his loving kindness, his judgment, and his righteousness. Once you understand it, then you will fear him. In other words, you will honor him. So then when you become hungry, you won't blaspheme his name. You will know Yahweh is trying to humble me. When trouble come upon you, you won't lean to your own understanding and rely on things that cannot save you. Why? Because Yahweh is trying to humble you. When you in great affliction, great sorrow, great pain, you will not seek your own wisdom, seek your own understanding. You will seek out Yahweh. Because what is he attempting to do? Did not Yahweh say, is there any evil in a city? And Yah has not done it. In other words, he's trying to humble you. And this is something that our people don't want to do. They don't want to be humbled. So soon as adversity comes, soon as the problem comes, soon as the troubles come, what do? They do what everybody else do. And I'm telling you, people today, they know the food is going to run out. So what are they doing? Trying to stock up food. People know that the money is going to stop. So what are they trying to do? Save up money. They know the water will be dried up. What are they doing? They storing up water. But did not Yahweh say man don't live by bread only? He's trying to show you how man lives. And the only thing that's going to save you in a time of trouble is not bread, it's not water, it's not money. It's one thing and one thing only. And that is the word of Yah. And what is the word of Yah? The word of Yah is that you find humbleness, meekness, humility. Because this is the only way you're going to be honored. Look what the Creator said. Before I go to the people, in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. And if I didn't tell you before, and if you just came in and you hadn't heard anything that I said, what are we discussing? What are we talking about? We're talking about the order of Yah. We're talking about how Yah order everything. And you want to know this order. And we're talking about how Yahweh will even order our captivity. Look what it says in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter.
Verse 1. The spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Yehuda and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while ye be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
You see how and what the spirit of Elohim would do? And when it came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, just like when the spirit of Elohim moved upon the waters and upon the deep in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Because once the spirit of Yahweh moves, it's going to be brought forth. And here it is, the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah. And what is the spirit trying to let them know? That if Yahweh will be with you, if you are with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But make no mistake about it, if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Because Yahweh is constantly sending someone to you to let you know what he delight in. And watch what it says. Third verse.
Now for a long season, Israel have been without the true Elohim, and without a teaching priest, and without law.
Now you know that they didn't have a true Elohim, they didn't have a teaching priest, nor did they have a law. But watch what happens, even though they didn't have these things.
But when they in their trouble did turn unto Yahweh Elohim of Israel and sought him, he was found of them.
Yeah, that's the first order of business. It's to seek the Most High. Did not King David say this about the Ark of the Covenant? We didn't set it in order. And because we didn't set it in order, a breach was found upon us. This is why we went all over the country telling all the teachers, all the various leaders, all the Morays, all the Kohanes that call themselves that. And we told them, look, Yahweh said if we seek him, we're going to find him. So let us gather ourselves together and seek Yah, because Yah has determined evil and trouble and destruction upon the earth and our people. And so most of the leaders, the mass majority of the Morays and Kohanes, ignored us, scorned us, laughed at us. This order, this step cannot be forsaken. It cannot be skipped over. It cannot be set aside. Now, why seek the Most High? Why is that the first order of business? Because watch what it says. Read that fourth verse again.
But when they in their trouble did turn unto Yah Elohim of Israel and sought him, he was found of them.
And see, oftentimes, the Almighty had to make you turn to him. He got to bring the trouble that he know. Once he bring it, you're going to turn to him. Now, he prefer you turn to him without the trouble. But either way it go, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. In other words, you're going to turn to Yah because trouble is coming. And watch what it says.
And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in.
Yeah, no peace at all that went in or went out.
But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries.
And look, there's nobody that's having greater vexation than the inhabitants of the countries of the black man. And who is this black man? The so-called African American. Here it is. All over the country, we had police shooting our people down. Not because they was armed. Not because they was threatening. Not because they were even doing anything illegal. In all these cases, the mass majority of them had videotapes to show you exactly what they were doing. In every case, all the people who seen the video without any judgments at all the people had to do is see the videos. And the scriptures say, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. In other words, Yahweh wants you to witness things. And look, we all witnessed the videotapes of these police officers gunning down our people. One or three of them in particular, they all three were just sitting in a car. Today, after seeing these videotapes, every officer was acquitted. Acquitted. And why? Because this country had no value in witnessing. In other words, you had a police officers going out communities always looking for evidence, always looking for witnesses and saying, did you witness this? Did you see this? And then they get mad because people don't want to tell them they witnessed something when they really did. They get mad. These people won't talk to us. They won't tell us what they seen. Somebody seen something. And here it is. We see the videotapes, and they don't even value what we see, what they see. So how can they value us witnessing something when the whole world witnessing these police officers gunning our people down and nothing is done? Nothing is done. And Yahweh said, is there any evil in the city? And he hadn't done it. Open up your eyes. Yahweh said we will be afflicted for 400 years. And why? Because he's trying to humble us. And why? Because through humility, through humbleness, this is the only way you're going to be honored. And you want to find this meekness, this humility yourself. Give us a call, 347-838-8963. And we're going to take one of our callers. Go ahead, if you hear my voice.
Shalom, shalom.
838-8963. Shalom, shalom. Is this Moray Yehoshua?
We're going to take... It is. Shalom. The program tonight is very beautiful, very powerful. And I'm hoping that the listening audience is really paying close attention to the words of the Most High that you are sharing with them. Because they're resonating not only with me, but it's letting us know the true order of Yahweh and how Yahweh ordered the steps of the righteous. because you read something in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, that just speaks volume to not only to me and hopefully to the people that are listening and looking via the Facebook and YouTube and your program, because I want to highlight something in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, that second verse, because it came to mind as I was speaking to some individuals about what's taking place in this earth, and there's a lot of things taking place, as you just pointed out, and our people don't know where to turn, and they don't know what to do, and matter of fact, to the extent where they're trying to run. But it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, I'm going to go straight to it, to that second verse. And it says, thou shalt remember all the way which Yahweh thy Elohim led these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Because our people don't realize is that the Almighty wants us to trust in him with all our heart, all our soul, and all our might. And what I'm hearing from the people is that they think miraculously they can run from these troubles. And they don't realize they inadvertently is going against the word of the Almighty. I don't care what country you run to. I don't care how much water you stock up. I don't care what type of preparation you do. If you don't realize and understand that you live by bread alone, by every word of Yahweh does man live, you're going to fall into the traps and the troubles as everyone else. And it's ironic that in Genesis, the 15th chapter, as you were sharing the vision that Abram got, that the Almighty shared with him, and that order that 15 years ago, might even be 10 years ago, that our people thought that vision was about Egypt. And they didn't realize that the Almighty was talking about the bondage that we are in today. And I like to say hallelujah to our people to really understand and realize that no, the Almighty was letting them know that order that's speaking about us today.
Well, hallelujah, and you're absolutely right, Yehoshua. And in Deuteronomy 8, like I said, it's the order of one, because it's the one thing, the first thing Yahweh wants you to know. And just to prove that what you're saying, Moray, is the truth, I want to read something in the book of Isaiah, 8th chapter. And watch what Yahweh say in the 8th chapter, because it's very timely today. Why? Because Yahweh wants you to see certain things. Because if you can't see, you're just everything after that is going to be in vain. And watch what it says in Isaiah 8, verse 11 and 12. And those callers who want to speak, hold on, because we're going to come to you. And watch what it says, starting at the 11th verse.
For Yahweh spake thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying.
In other words, that's what we're trying to tell our people today. Don't walk in the way of these people. Don't get caught up with them. This is what we're trying to let the people know. This is what you're saying, Moray Yehoshua. Don't get caught up with the people. Because Yahweh, with a strong hand, have instructed us. And watch what he say he instructed us on. The 12th verse.
Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid.
Don't be afraid of what they talking about doing and what they say going to happen. Don't fear the fears of the people. We got to stock up water. We got to come together and do this. And we got to come together and do that. No, that's what the other people doing. This is what Yahweh wants you to do.
Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread.
It says, let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he knows when you fear him, and he knows when you are his dread. And how he's going to know it is when you learn to humble yourself. And so I know this is what you're saying. Praise him out of Yah for your comments. And we're going to go to our next caller. Hallelujah. You there, caller?
Yes. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Yes, I love the Moray Yehoshua's.
3602. You on the air?
Do you hear me? Can you hear me?
All right, we'll come back to you. Another scripture I want you to see. All right, we have another caller up. Go ahead, caller.
Praise him out of Yah. Praise him out of Yah. Let Yahweh be magnified.
212 number. You're on the air.
Shalom, can you hear me? Can you
hear me? I can hear you now.
I said, praise him out of Yah. Let Yahweh's laws be magnified. Praise him out of
Yah. Yahweh be magnified.
And what I wanted to say in Deuteronomy 28, verse 29, and it reads, Yah shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart, and thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind grope in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And I say that to let you know that everybody, Yahweh, you see in the blindness today, because our people don't have faith in Yah. Our people don't trust in Yah. Our people don't even know how to love Yah. We don't even know what love and hate is. And so as we see and read through scriptures, that Yahweh is showing us his laws and statutes, we begin to see that we are far beyond our forefathers. We need to keep up. We need to really study the laws, because a lot of those who say that we can't keep the law, it's the law that keeps us alive. It's the law that shows that Yahweh's with us. So I just want to say your lesson was strong, it was fire, and I really loved it. Praise him out of Yah.
Well, praise him out of Yah. Hallelujah. And a lot of things what you're saying is the truth, that the law is our life and the length of our days. And there's a reason why our people don't know Yah today. It's not because they're dumb and ignorant or anything like that. Yahweh now has sent them a servant that they would know him. They have to learn about Yahweh. And Yahweh knows the hearts of men. So he knows who fear him and who don't. We have another caller up. Okay, we're going to go to the 513602. Caller, go ahead.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, my beautiful elder.
How are you doing, brother?
Praise the mind of Yah, doing excellent.
Well, I just want to say the testimony that Yehoshua gave, Moray Yehoshua, about the order. Brother, this is my view today, having agreed absolutely 100% with you and what you gave as your lesson. It's about Yah's order and things have to be done in order. Today, is that it's a telltale sign that our people are corrupting God's prophecy.
Your phone is breaking up on us, Elder. It start off good, but then we can't hear the rest of it.
Is this better?
It's better now. So if you're moving, don't move. But
okay,
whatever you're doing right now, I can hear you good.
Okay. I have to sum up for the sake of time. But I believe as long as our people don't even know and wonder about what their surname is, meaning that track that we came down, it surely means that the Gentiles feel they have the right reasoning based on the scriptures to do what they're doing to us. So it's a sign and the process of what Yah is saying that we have to do in order to seek him, find him, because otherwise, brother, what you said about Sam Dubose and the policeman, Ray Tensing, if our people knew who they were and they were trying to get there, there's no way that Gentile would get away with murder. So according to all that you've said about how we have to be in order and Yahweh be magnified, that's the only way that we have any way out of this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah for your words. And there's going to come a time, as I stated before, that we either humble ourselves or Yahweh is going to humble us. And
Hallelujah.
Yahweh has made it clear. He's made it clear that he's going to humble us. And he said he was going to afflict us. Or he said we will be afflicted for 400 years. So we can expect to be humiliated as we are until the end. And not a day short of that end. But it's only to bring us honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I may add one more scripture I want y'all to see in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. You said we have another caller? All right. Before I read this, I want to go to our other caller.
Shalom,
yes, my beautiful elder. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Very well.
Praise
and
mighty
Yah. I'm enjoying the lesson. There's no better time, and there's no better place to give the lesson that you've given us to us tonight about the order.
Hallelujah.
But if we humble ourselves, like you said, and we seek the Most High, and we gird ourselves with the Psalms 91, and I don't know if we have time to read that or not, but I think we could sum it all up into the fifth verse.
All right, we can read that fifth verse for you. This is what it says in Psalms 91:5. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Hallelujah. That is beautiful, Elder. Beautiful.
Yes, sir. And that's our shield, and that's what we should be reading that every day. You know, before we go outside. Read that. And like I said, gird ourselves.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And let me show you something. Before we end our program, I want you to see something in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. I was on a beautiful program speaking with one of my brothers
on a program with Just Sisters, and we was talking about the Creator's Word, and we were talking about Yah's calendar, whether a month is a moon and a moon is a month. And we were also discussing on the program how many days in a month in the moon. Of course, we were reading the same thing, but we had two different understandings. We were reading the same things, but we seen two different things. It was clear to my beloved brother that it's 29 days and 30 days in a month or in the moon. Because he said this is something he see and go out witness for himself. And I let it be known that the only thing I see in the scriptures is 30 days. And this is why I want you to read Numbers, the 15th chapter. Now you notice we're in the 15th chapter again, and all 15 is the order of one. And one is what Yahweh was speaking to existence. One is what Yahweh wants you to see. It's the first thing he wants you to see. It's the first in order. And look what Yahweh said in Numbers, the 15th chapter, so that you can see what I'm trying to tell you. And this is what it says starting in the 37th verse.
And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders of a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them.
And see, this is why we wear fringes. And this is why we put them in the borders of our garments. Because it is the first thing and the last thing that Yahweh wants us to see. And watch what it says.
And it shall be unto you a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yah, and do them. And they that seek not after, that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which he used to go a horn.
Yeah, Yahweh don't want us to go by our eyes. He don't want us to go by our heart. He said our heart is deceitful, desperately wicked. Who can know it? He don't want us to just go by our eyes. He want us to go by his word. And this is what I was trying to get my beloved brother to understand. Show me in the scriptures where it says it's 29 days in a month or a moon. And he could not. Show me in the scriptures where it says there's 13 months in a year. And he could not. And the reason why is because when people do that, they go on a whoring after their own eyes and after their own heart, because it is not in the word of Yah. It's not his word. And Yahweh wants us to go by his word. That's the first order business, going by his word. The reason why this captivity is talked about first is because Yahweh wants us to respect and visualize that we only live one way, and that is by his word. By every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah does man live. And so he will often afflict us and humble us. And he know how to humble black people. All you got to do is take away their food and water, and then you're going to see. Well, that's just anybody. But then you will see what a man has really in his heart. And Yahweh is about to uncover the hearts of his people as well as man. And no matter what wisdom and understanding you come up with to try to save yourself. You can flee. You can run. But you can't hide from Yah. We will deal with the second captivity tomorrow. Tune in to our Sabbath service. And until next week, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.